maybe instead of stocky, you might say, would you ever use the word stout there?
Stout would do.
What does stout usually mean?
Strong.
Strong, something like that. Let me ask you this. Say, we talked about butter, you know, that turned bad. Would you ever use stout in describing butter that turned bad? Is that butter stout?
Tell you, butter's tainted.
But never stout. No. Now, a person who's really easy to get along with, has a good disposition, you'd say he's what?
That's a good man.
Yeah, you ever call him good natured?
Good natured.
Yeah. Would you ever call him a clever person?
Yeah, you could.
Does clever mean something different from good natured?
Well, no, not in my way of living. It's the old same.
What about the word kind? Does that mean something?
Kind, same.
Mm-hmm.
Mean.
Okay, let's see. When a boy's in his teens and apt to be all arms and legs, and you know he can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you say, "Well, at that age, he's awfully
clumsy."
Yeah. And would you ever use awkward there, maybe?
Awkward.
They mean about the same.
Same.
Mm-hmm. What about if he's all arms and legs? How would you describe him? He's kind of tall and lanky, kind of.
I did say he's coupled up long.
Yeah. You ever call him gangling?
Gangly.
Yeah. A person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you say, well, he's a plain
fool.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about that word. Is that a bad thing to call somebody?
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with calling somebody that, or should you be careful in using that word?
Well, I've never made a practice of it, but I always thought it wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that cause it's in the Bible that, you know, they caution you not to use that too much?
Well, yeah.
You figure it's better maybe to say somebody's foolish than,
that's right,
than yeah, to call him a fool, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, a person who just never spent a cent in his life, you call him a what?
I wouldn't know how to name him.
Do you ever call him maybe a tightwad?
Well, I would hope so, man.
What about a miser? Ever heard of that one?
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you use the word common, what do you mean by that? Is that a good word if he's just a common person?
Yeah, I would say so.
That's a pretty good compliment to pay somebody.
Yeah.
And let's see. If, say, a person, an older person especially, is still strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say, well, doesn't matter, he's still quite.
Yeah, I'd say he was well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call that person quite lively?
Yeah.
What about would you ever say a right spry?
Well, I've never heard that expression used that way.
What would that usually mean? Was that a familiar, it did not used?
I knew.
What about right pert? You heard that one either?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about chipper? If you said that person, did you ever heard that one?
No.
So those are ones that aren't used too much around here.
No, they ain't, huh?
Say you have one of your children was at home and, well, he was out just a little, she was out just a little late and you weren't worried, you know, because you trusted her, but you said, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling just a little
worried.
Yeah, would you ever use if you weren't quite even worried, just a little less than that, I feel just a little
tired.
Are you uneasy, would you ever?
Uneasy.
Does that mean the same thing as worried?
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as strong a word as worried. Something like that? Okay, now, let's see. You got a little girl sometimes and she's supposed to go upstairs to bed in the dark, but she says,